It's Monday, the 31st of March, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm in the car on my way to work, as is fairly normal for a Monday morning, and you can probably still hear the road noise in my recording, because I only ever seem to record boos when I'm in the car. I've been listening to some other boos, and a couple of them have sparked me into talking and recording. The first one was a few people have referred to getting their Audio Boo accounts upgraded and getting extra time. So I thought, oh, when I go into Audio Boo, I'll have a quick check and see what it says. And I'm interested to see that I used to have a 5-minute account because I registered with Audio Boo early enough to get 5 minutes as opposed to the 3 minutes they were giving. And it appears that I now have a 10-minute account. Now, I don't know how I feel about this. Sometimes 5 minutes isn't quite enough, but I've said in the past before, I always quite like the sort of 5 minutes and the way that it keeps you focused, and it kind of detracts from those slightly longer, slightly more rambling boos when, you know, when you're short of time and you can't listen to all that much. I'm more of a fan of kind of condensed information rather than the long rambly stuff. But you know, for those times when 5 minutes isn't quite enough, maybe the 10 minutes will be good. That's interesting because I've heard no background to this. I don't know what's prompted this. The last thing I heard from Audio Boo was that they were going to cut everybody down to 3 minutes, and they were trying to move, you know, they were trying to encourage those who wanted to record for longer to pay the subscription fees. And I've never wanted to pay the subscription fees because that would then give me 20 minutes, and that's far too long, in my humble opinion. But yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I'll be interested to see what other people's accounts are doing. I'm going to have to check my second account because I also have a Geek Mummy account, which I was using to do audio versions of my blog posts, which kind of died a bit of a death, partly because I wasn't getting any feedback on it, and partly because, again, the 5 minutes was not always enough time to cover my blog posts in. So I'll have to have a look at that account as well and see if that one's been upgraded too. That would be exciting. Woo! Anyway, the main thing I wanted to talk about today was actually changing energy suppliers. I've heard Ernmander's boo about swapping his energy supplier. And that reminded me that I fairly recently swapped energy supplier as well. I had a letter from my previous energy supplier somewhat towards the end of last year saying, I'm not even sure if they said dreadfully sorry. I think it was just, we are writing to inform you that the tariff you are currently on is being closed at the end of the year, and we are going to automatically move you on to this other tariff, which we've determined to be the best for you, and we have calculated that it's going to cost you an extra 100 or something pounds a year. At which point I went, right, that's my incentive to go and see if I can change energy companies. So I did the, I went to uswitch.com, which I have used in the past to do energy comparisons and energy switchings, and put in all my details. I got all the details off previous bills, so that I got an idea of what my usage normally is, and plugged it all in. And it's always very difficult because inevitably the very cheapest deals are companies you've never heard of, so then you have to do various bits of research and try and figure out if they're good or not and whether you want to switch or not. And I ended up going not with the absolute cheapest, but with one that seemed to be a compromise of cheap and reasonable reviews and looking okay. And so we've switched over to a company, I think it's pronounced OVO, it's O-V-O anyway, who do some interesting stuff. They do some of their energy, a percentage of it always comes from renewable sources, so that's, you know, it's vaguely eco-friendly. I appreciate it could be more eco-friendly, but you know, it's a good compromise. They also do an interesting thing whereby anytime your account is in credit, they pay you interest on your credit balance, which I thought was interesting. The downside of that is they do vary your direct debit payments throughout the year, so that you pay more in the winter months when you use more energy and less in the summer months. So obviously they don't want you building up a big credit balance over the summer that they then have to pay you interest on. I kind of get that. And so we thought, well, we'll go with it. We'll give it a year and see how that works out for us. So at the moment, obviously, it's the winter, so we're actually, our monthly payments are more than they were to the previous energy supplier. But hopefully as we come into the summer and our usage starts dipping, that will drop down and we'll start saving some money. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. But I was interested to hear that Ermanda had had some troubles switching his energy provider, because ours just went through with absolutely no hitch whatsoever. We did it all on the website, put all the details in, signed up for the thing, and then we had a couple of emails where we had to put in, I don't think we even had to go as far as putting in serial numbers of meters like Ermanda had to. We just had to put in the meter readings, and then it all just happened, and we got a final bill from our previous energy supplier. We've had our first new bill from the new energy supplier. All the meter readings have tallied up. It's been absolutely painless. So, and it should be saving me about £100 a year over my previous energy tariff. So that's before they put the prices up. So, you know, effectively it's saving me £200 a year, really. So it's all good. Seemed a lot smoother than Amanda's experience anyway, but there we go. That was our experience of switching energy suppliers. I'm going to sign off there, even though I have got some time left, but if there's anything else I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about it in a different boo. So thank you for listening, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye for now.